What's kind of amazing to me, well, first of all, it's good to be back. I've been gone for a little while. But what's kind of amazing to me and kind of giving me tingles in my spine is that when I was sitting there thinking about reading to you all in Scripture, I was thinking of how much I missed it. And I also just came back from the ocean. And I was thinking, I'd like to share this, but I don't know if I will. It's just a little thing. And here's what it is. And then you'll understand how moving that song was to me. I love to read out loud. I don't know if any, you know, my husband likes to listen to me sometimes, sometimes not. I think it goes back to reading to my boys. So I was on the beach and I was reading a particularly meaningful book, very theologically sound. It was recommended to me. It's called Gilead by Marilynne Robinson, if you, you know, like to have a book like that in the summer. And it was very meaningful to me. And I was at the last chapter. Remember, I came up really late, and I think I was worrying my family. I went down to the shoreline. And it just moves me to think about it. And I read that chapter out loud to the ocean. And I just read it out loud. And it was so beautiful to do that, so meaningful to me. I don't know what the people thought that walked behind me. But, you know, you can do that on the beach. And so it made me think, this is what I wanted to share, it made me think, it is a really beautiful thing to read Scripture out loud. And if you ever have a chance and you're reading Scripture, if you're at your kitchen table and there's nobody there, or even if your kids are there, read it out loud. You don't even have to do a good job. But maybe we should all think about Heather's song and imagine standing at the shoreline and those wonderful metaphors. But I do get to read Scripture to you right now. First, I'm going to suggest to you that you turn in your Bibles to John 15, 1 through 8. John 15, verses 1 through 8. But first, I'm going to read to you the verses on the back of the devotional, Matthew 17, 14 through 20. I'm going to read that first, and then I will move to John 15, 1 through 8. And as I read the Matthew verses, I would encourage you to pay attention to a very unique mood or mindset that Jesus had when he responded to his disciples, because this is unique, very unique. Matthew 17, 14 through 20. Now when they reached the crowd, a man came up to Jesus, was kneeling before him and saying, "Lord, please have mercy on my son, because he is epileptic and suffers terribly. You see, he keeps falling over and over again into the fire one day and into the water the next. And so I brought him to your disciples, but they were unable to heal him." And Jesus responded and said, "O faithless and messed up generation, how long do I have to be here with you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was healed on the spot. Then the disciples came up to Jesus privately, and they said, "Why in the world were we unable to cast that thing out?" And Jesus said to them, "Because of your little faith. For amen, I tell you, if you have just a little faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain here, 'Move over,' and it will move, and nothing will be unable for you." John 15, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, he removes, and he prunes every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. Just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown aside like a branch and he withers. They gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit and prove to be my disciples. May God bless that reading of his word.